T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Had a great night last night. Met with all the people that are going on our next trip. We're going from Norway down to Spain with several stops in between in various countries. Everybody's very excited getting the credentials all set to go, talking about the ship. And we're ready to go in a couple of weeks.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Yep, lots of happy people last night. Well, who wouldn't be happy if you got your credentials to go on a trip like this? A lot of people looking forward to. We've not been to Norway before. We're going to Paris and a lot of good. The D-Day Museum, which is in England, going there, and so there's a lot of good things happening and a lot of happy people last night. And meanwhile, today we're going to talk. It's all bees today. It's all bees, not the Amherst bee, but we got bills, we got behavior, we got bridge, we got built, the word built, and that's what we'll be talking about today. Meanwhile, anything for the good and welfare of the show there, guys?
Nothing I can think of.
Nothing. Oh, very exciting. How about you?
You know, I have to say, I've really enjoyed the last few nights, the sleeping weather. It's been in the lower 50s.
Nice.
Very comfortable.
Very comfortable. It feels like fall now. It really does. Summer seems to be almost out the door, which it is. And now we're into fall, and we'll enjoy fall because of the game. So Eli Manning, I love Eli and Peyton Manning. Peyton, of course, is retired, doing commercials and doing a great job on those. Now we've got Eli sitting on the bench. I wonder what it's like to be a Hall. I'm sure he's a Hall of Famer.
I would think he's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Two Super Bowls he won.
And what is he, like fourth or fifth all-time of passing or something
with
like that?
With the numbers,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, his numbers are, he's thrown a lot of interceptions, but his numbers are good.
Yeah, so he'll be sitting, so I have no reason to root for the Giants at all now. I used to root for them when they're not playing us, obviously,
right.
Because of Eli. I just like the Manning family. I think
Class.
They're great, classy, and added a lot to the game while they were in it. So it's got to be tough to sit, though. Don't you think, after his career so far?
Yeah, it's very difficult.
I'm sure it's tough, but you know what? I think Eli, as the entire Manning family, has a lot of class, and I think he will take Daniel Jones under his wing and help him any way he can to be a great successor.
Now, were you guys telling me just before I left your studio that there are people who want them now, they want the Giants to sign Kaepernick?
The Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Okay. They want the Jets to...
Yeah, there are people out there who still believe Kaepernick can play quarterback.
Oh, please, with him. Yeah, that story is so old.
A sports writer for either USA Today or Newsday that had an article right after Simeon got hurt Monday night. The game wasn't even over. The title of the article, "Perfect Time for the Jets to Nab Kaepernick."
Truthfully, I hope somebody does sign him,
man.
So we can crash and burn, and then we can say, see, we told you he was trash.
And he's been out of the game for what, 2 years?
Three years.
Yeah. Wow, time flies when you're taking a knee. Man, it would almost be fun to watch, but I don't. It's like watching a train wreck. I mean, you don't want anybody to get hurt, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
It'd be the same thing with him, yeah. I just hope that he signs with the worst offensive line known to man. That would be nice.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
You'd have to go to Miami for that.
Exactly. Boy, I can hardly wait till we play Miami.
Yes.
Do we actually have to show up for that game?
Guys, don't get too confident.
Don't get cocky now, Tony. Buzzy's trying to save both of us.
I think my Cobras team could beat Miami.
Well, it's possible. How did they end up with such a bad team all at once?
They got rid of everybody.
This is on purpose.
Yeah?
This is on purpose. Marco Rubio had a three-tweet post yesterday talking about the brilliance of this Dolphins team, how they turned a falling apart stadium into now a Super Bowl destination, and they're now going to do the same with the team. He said it's going to hurt for a season, but with all the draft picks they continue to acquire and the way they're tanking, they'll now next year have two young quarterbacks to pick from, plus a plethora of rookie talent.
They do have a lot of draft picks.
Yeah, but meanwhile, they got to sell tickets for this year.
They don't. You know what? Miami fans.
They'll just go anyway.
No, they won't go if the team's not competitive. They're going to sit home.
Well, I don't blame them.
I'll tell you what game will sell out.
What fool would go to a game that the team just sucked?
Well, I've done it for
a
few years.
Us. Yeah, you got to the punchline before I did.
But, you know, I mean, the Dolphins can lean on. Bills fans will show up. Yep. Transplant Bills fans will fill that stadium up. Unfortunately, they don't have the Giants there this year, but the Patriots always have a ton of fans. So they're lucky two of their eight home games will be filled by the visiting team, yeah.
All right, we'll take a break and return. When we return, I want to talk about Bills. I want to talk about behavior. I want to talk about the bridge. I want to talk about being built. All these B's coming up on News Radio 930 WBN. Stadium looks good. The team looks good. And ready to take on Cincinnati. And we're told not to get too confident, that it looks like we should win this, but you never want to get over the top confident and take it for granted.
No, you still got to show up and play. You got to put the effort in.
I always like it. Who was it? Chuck Knox? I think it was Chuck Knox. I could be wrong. Who used to say, remember, those guys get paid too, meaning the team you're playing. And they're professionals, and there's only a little difference between you and them, usually.
And to the people saying, watch out, Andy Dalton. You know, look what we did to Sam Darnold, which we didn't. That was mono. And Eli, don't forget, just 2 years ago, Andy Dalton got us into the playoffs.
We loved him.
So I hope he still gets the standing ovation he deserves when he still takes the field on Sunday.
He still deserves the ovation for what he did.
Yes.
And what his foundation did.
Yep.
And so, I think we can do that. And just be nice to him, shake his hand, and then beat the hell out of him. I think that's what.
I mean, but the truth is, this is a weak Cincinnati team.
Yeah, but you never can tell.
No, you never can tell. This is the NFL, like they say. You could on any given Sunday.
I was just going to say that. I thought I made that up. On any given Sunday, one team can be in, which is true, by the way.
It is.
It happens to be true. It's one. It's a saying you get sick of hearing. But it is true. You just it doesn't matter. The best team playing the worst team, sometimes the worst team wins.
And I think the one thing, though, that we can feel confident about is it's evident that Sean McDermott has done a great job in preparing for the team. We don't see breakdowns anymore. We don't see blown assignments.
You know what we don't see? A lot of chintzy offsides.
Yes.
Penalties. Although we still do see this. I'm putting my hands in a circular motion. We see a lot of that.
Yeah, and a few unsportsmanlike that I'd like to clean up.
Yeah, you know, somebody always comes in late and jumps on the pile.
Maybe they could get these wristbands that say, you know, whatever they said, and they could all wear one.
That would be good.
That sounds like a great idea.
And the band could form a giant wristband at halftime.
You guys do remember when Rex Ryan did that? In the first game, they had the wristband. The Bills took the first three penalties in the first quarter.
Well, we're ready to go. Can hardly wait till the next game, which happens to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. Plus, we have relatives coming in town for this game.
Do you really?
Yeah, Jeannie's uncle and aunt and a couple of cousins are coming in for the game. And everybody's just abuzz and excited about Bills football.
That's good.
And you know, a little shout out to the team that plays across the street. They have a big home game on Saturday.
UB!
Yes, the UB Bulls coming off a tough loss to Liberty, trying to rebound against a Temple team that just beat Maryland, who was ranked 21st in the nation, and they were coming off their big victory against Syracuse. So big game. Temple's first road game will be at UB on Saturday. So a little Bills pregame.
What time is UB's game?
3:30.
And
wow, that's the same time as my game. I'll be playing right across the street.
I bet they're worried about that. You're going to draw the crowd.
So.
They're going to outdraw the team. They're going to
say that traffic's going to be fun.
Who is that across the street drawing all these people?
And if you can't get to the stadium, which you should, because you know they serve beer now. If you can't, the game is nationally on ESPNU.
Tony's team, they serve beer there.
Oh, good.
No, we don't.
How old are those kids?
We have 10, 11, and 12.
12, so they got a little time to wait. But
although some of the teams that we've played, you see the kids and you're like, wow, I'm pretty sure they're already going to bars.
Kids are shaving.
Yeah, they brought they drove their families.
Well, they want to look like the big leaguers. They want those big, bushy Abraham Lincoln type of beards.
Oh, they have it. Those kids are huge.
And Liberty is actually a college, eh?
Yeah, that's where Turner Gill coached.
Really?
Okay. Hugh Freeze, a former Ole Miss coach, is now the Liberty coach, got his first win at Liberty against UB.
Oh, that's nice then, no. Now, the Bills fans are warned, according to this article in the Buffalo News, behave or be gone. Now, we've heard this before, heavy police presence planned for the home opener. We've heard it before, and, you know, it's bad when the team loses. It's even worse when the team's winning. As far as fan behavior, that's one thing. The NFL has a really sweet thing going, but the one thing they have that has been going since the beginning of the NFL, but more so since television began to get more show business than sports coverage, and that is fan behavior. And your fans, sometimes they name the fans and they have a group name. Sometimes it's something they do, like when – are we still breaking tables, or is that gone?
I believe it's still a thing.
Still a thing.
But I think it'll be less of a thing this year, because the lot where most of the tables were getting broken is no longer allowing tailgating. But I'm guaranteeing you'll see one time this year, or more than one, videos of kids jumping through tables, or Sandy, as I saw a few years ago, kids jumping through tables on fire.
Oh, that the kids are on fire or the
table? No, the table.
Oh, okay.
Well both at the end.
Absolutely, I'm thinking. Maybe tone it down. Jump on a card table. Something that's, you know, not as big a deal.
Act like we are actually watching a professional sports
game. Act like we know what's what sports is going on, what the score is, who we're playing, you know, important things like that.
But you know what? That's one thing I noticed. You know, the worse the team got, the games became more about how intoxicated can I get at the tailgate? They don't worry about going in. Hopefully with the team now being watchable and being in the top 15 power rankings, it'll be more about the game and not as much about how much can I drink before 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and the fans now, sometimes groups of fans have their own names so they can be recognized, the Bills Mafia. Did anybody tell them that we used to have the real mafia here?
Yeah, they're pretty powerful in Western New York.
Anybody ever mention that to them, that, you know, it wasn't just a movie, that we actually had them living here amongst us?
Yeah, there was a guy in Niagara Falls that kind of made national news.
In fact, we seem to know some of them ourselves. I mean, really, honest to God. Yes, we're the Bills Mafia. Oh, really? We're the real mafia. Move on. You're in my seat, punk. But yeah, that's one of the big challenges is the fan behavior. And it's not just here, it's other stadiums as well. Because they want it, the NFL wants it to be a family atmosphere. You know why? Because that includes everybody, and everybody's got to get a ticket, as opposed to just hoodlums driving fans away who want to bring their young kids and whatever. And that's why they call it the NFL experience. It's not just about the game. The game is part of it, certainly. But it's the whole experience of mom and dad maybe getting some things to tailgate with, going to the stadium, all the flags flying on a nice breezy day. It looks very exciting, and people are singing and playing music and doing fun things like that. And then they go in and have a great football game, and they come out and do more of what they did before the game. But then you always get some that want to go further than the others have gone, so that they can show that they're the head of the idiot club, not just a member.
Well, as you said, and you said it for so many years, that people are looking for a stage. They have to perform.
Yep.
They have to, hey, look at me, look what I'm doing.
And what natural stage? The audience, they know, will be there. There'll be, you know, 70, 75,000, who knows what the final number will be. And they'll all want to, you know, talk when they got home about how they saw you do something special.
And you have to have a costume. You have to wear, you know, some sort of
and
get
up. And it's important that the over and under. The over and under is important because the over and under reflects how many beers you can spill down somebody's neck during the course of a 60-minute ball game. So there's a lot of things going on with fan behavior, and the Bills are not that we haven't heard this before. They are trying to correct it. My understanding is it's been getting a little bit better, but not a lot. And so we're going to ask you about Bills fans' behavior, whether that's going to be a turnaround or not.
You mean no more romance in the parking lot?
Oh, now, let's not cut all the fun out, Tony. What's the matter with you? If you can't have a little nookie in rooting for the rookie, then what's the point in going to
the game? Who will Barstool Sports cover?
Absolutely. It's not even worth going. I'm just telling you. We'll be back with more. We'll talk about what we're going to talk about on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With Beach and Company, I'm Sandy Beach, along with Tony Calagiri and Mr. Joseph Beamer. And here's a text right here, just a little talk we had before we actually get into the subject. With all, and I don't know, I hope this person never says this publicly, because danger could lurk in the shadows. With all the injuries reported each year at tailgating, it needs to be banned. Can you imagine them trying to ban tailgating? That's part of the NFL experience now. Tailgating, it goes with it. And some people always take it too far, whether there's tailgating or not. But now this person suggests that it be banned. I don't. But New York State just seems to ban anything that has any danger element to it. But there shouldn't be any danger in a tailgate, except, you know, if you fell into the grill or something. But basically, there should not be danger.
No, that's a ridiculous. I love tailgating. Not just Bills games, obviously. Everyone knows. I go to Virginia Tech games. Love tailgating there.
Do you go to the Tech games?
I do.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
that. Okay.
Should I explain?
No. Not necessary.
I mean, when I was in college, we tailgated the Madai hockey games.
Oh,
so
really?
I love a good tailgate, but like you said, it doesn't have to be dangerous.
And anytime you let something go and it goes, it's like a weed. It just grows and grows. You know where else I saw that? In poker. When poker first hit the TV screens and it was on like eight times a week, it started with a bunch of people, men and some women, playing poker. And that was it. And then some people started, well, I've got to cover my eyes so that nobody can read my hand, know if I've got a winning hand or not. And then they started dressing up, and then it became a costume party. And Tony, you were saying to me off the air, the question you'd like answered about the NFL.
Yeah, when did football games turn into a costume party? This is what I don't understand. And yeah, I know we have our good buddy John Lang, who is Elvis. But, you know, that's pretty simple, pretty basic.
We like Elvis.
We had the nuns, but now it's, and we had the chefs. But now it's gone overboard. Stormtroopers, Fred Flintstone. I mean, just things that have nothing to do with football. Everybody seems like they have to wear a costume.
How about the people in football making it a costume party? How about they have to wear the uniforms, of course, but they can do rhythmic dancing. It looks like a dance recital if somebody scores an extra point now.
I mean, they do rehearse that.
Yeah, I know they do. Can you imagine these guys? These are grown men, tough guys, you know? They're going, okay, now, if I score, you just run down to the end and lift one arm up, and then you jump over the top and then kick your leg out, and then I'll come by and put the ball on my head, and then you come by and kick the ball off my head, and we'll all pretend that you hit my head, and it'll be, what's the matter with these people?
I have to admit, though, some of them are very creative, like, setting your teammates up like bowling pins, and then they fall down. I understand what you're saying, but I do see some humor in it.
Yeah, I think that anytime you give any group an opportunity to do it, to do something that might end up on camera. That's the whole key.
Sure.
It might end up on camera on television.
And it can go
viral. It'll go viral. All of your friends from all over the world, no matter where they are, will see what a moron you were last Sunday at the game.
Because isn't that everyone's goal is to go viral on
exactly.
social media?
Exactly. Hey, Bill, did you see me at the game? You know, that kind of stuff. So we're talking now about fan behavior when they have too much to drink. Do you know that people drink beer at a game? Did you know that?
You know, I've heard a rumor about it.
And sometimes they bring their own, and sometimes they buy it there. Here's what we have from Jane Kwiatkowski Radlick. Oh, she must have gotten married. She got another name. From the Buffalo News. Buffalo Bills officials continue to tinker with policies to curb the raucous behavior of fans on game day. Last year, 55 game-related arrests by Orchard Park police outside the stadium. Okay, now 55 arrests. You're going, that's ridiculous. First of all, it's only 8 home games. If you don't count, I don't know if they're counting preseason. I wonder if preseason arrests count. We're not really sure. But there's only 8 games and 55 arrests. But wait, there's more. There's actually, it used to be more. This is better. 55 game-related arrests is better. These are starting to pay off, according to the team executive, their attempts to get more behavior in line with the population of the game in general. We don't want most of them to be morons, but we'll accept some of them. Not that long ago, we averaged 30 in-game arrests per game. That would be 240 in the course of a year. That's amazing. And 140 ejections a game. Oh, I thought. I was glancing at it. I thought it said, well, never mind. But it's 140 ejections a game. That's pretty good. Said Andy Major, the Bills Vice President of Operations and Guest Experiences. Last year, we averaged 3 arrests and 46 ejections a game. We're not perfect. We know that. A small amount of fans will be responsible for the bad behavior. They'll drink too much. There's always a few knuckleheads. Hey, you knucklehead. What is this, All in the Family? And there will be people who make bad decisions. With the Bills off to a 2-0 start, the anticipation is high for the season. Officials are concerned about fan behavior for Sunday's game against the Bengals. Now, we do know that we like Andy Dalton, so maybe that'll keep it down a little bit. Who knows? On Tuesday, Bills officials teamed up with the sheriff, Sheriff Howard, and Orchard Park Police Chief, and outlining some recent changes at stadium policy. Expect a heavy police presence, 300 law enforcement personnel, another 300 private security guards, so now we're 600. 600, okay? Orchard Park Police will also increase its game day patrols on roads surrounding the stadium. So that's a big 600-plus police presence, stadium, surrounding, whatever, 600 people. A game day effort includes Skywatch, the surveillance tower on loan from the Buffalo PD. The observation deck on wheels stretches up 25 feet into the air and will be set up basically in the bus and limo parking lot. Equipped with powerful high-def cameras, it allows officials to monitor activity hundreds of yards away in large crowds. So it sounds like, you know what? This sounds to me what the Democrats would call a military action. Think about it like this. 600 personnel bringing in Skywatch so you can observe from higher vistas to see the bad behavior. The biggest concern for team officials was to address unruly behavior in the bus parking lot, where fans were known to dive from school bus roofs onto tables that had been set on fire. Think about that. Diving off the bus roof onto a table that's on fire. I mean, I think that they could automatically call that a mental health challenge. I'm thinking nobody in their right mind, drunk or not, does that. The experience last season was disturbing and scary. Permits for bus and limo parking will cost more this season. The designated parking lot is called Tailgate Village, with a service provided by Tailgate Guys, a national firm that supplies tables, chairs, and the rest of the essentials for a tailgate party. So they have all the stuff needed for that, and all you have to do is get drunk as a skunk yourself and let your behavior go from there. If a bus or limo shows up without a permit, it won't be allowed in. They have to pay $100 for a parking permit. Private lots look a lot like the public lots, but they're obviously smaller, but they handle a lot of people. We want fans to have fun and be safe. Don't do silly things now. These are adults that are doing this. I mean, can you imagine go before a town justice in Orchard Park the next day? What are you charged with? I was doing silly things. And what if you do enough of them and they're bad and something bad happens, you might end up in prison, and you don't want to be in prison for silly things. You know, when your best new friend meets you and shakes your hand in the shower and asks what you're doing here, you don't want to say, I did some silly things at the football game, because that's not going to give you any street cred.
No, you can get roughed up that way.
Yeah, exactly. They want to see how silly you can be. All right. So that's it. I want to know from you, basically, Bill's behavior. Has it gotten better? Have you noticed it? Is it something that you can take a family now and be confident that you're not going to be embarrassed and have to leave early and hopefully not have to wipe beer out of your head or down your back and things like that? Is it comfortable? Is it truly a fan experience? They always try and name sections now where you can sit, where it's safe. It's almost like, where are your tickets? Well, let me just see here. Oh, I'm in the Marie Osmond section. That's really nice. It's very safe. Nobody roughs up anybody in the Marie Osmond section, okay? So they've tried to do that. I don't know if it works or not, because people are always asking, where are your tickets? Who wants to say you're in the safe section? No. You want to be in the edgy section. You want to be in the dangerous section, don't you? Because you're watching a dangerous game, and you want to be considered dangerous, and you want your family to know how tough you are. And so I want to know from you if you think it's gotten better, worse, or the same as the Bills try and crack down on it. The one thing that is a constant is everything costs more, as it always does. And now they're looking at higher costs for parking buses and limos. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. We just heard from our friend Elvis. You see Elvis on practically every television coverage of a Bills game. And where's Elvis going to be set up?
Let's see. He is going to be set up with music, bar and grills in the southwestern grass lot. He says he should be there roughly around 7:30.
All right. Now, there's a guy. The game starts at 1 o'clock. And he's going to be there at 7:30. Now, that's dedication. And he goes as Elvis.
Right.
I mean, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, Elvis is, like, gone.
Get out.
Yeah, he is. So as you walk by and you see him, he looks remarkably like Elvis, but don't be fooled. Elvis is not still alive. And if he were, he'd be a lot older than the Elvis we see there. The one that gets me the most, and I react out of proportion for the sin, okay? The morons that bring that D and that fence there, I'm just wondering, why would you want to carry around the fence all day? I mean, you're going to go to the game. All right, my friend has the D. That's small. You could even hang it around your neck. But the fence, you're going to carry it with you? And where
why
is
no
it?
Love for the offense? Yeah. Why is it always the defense?
Yeah. And why is it, how are you going to set it down anywhere? It's a fence. And it's always the same little cheesy picket fence. Oh, I don't get that. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.